You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
JDS leader HT Kumaraswamy on Thursday accused the Congress government in Karnataka of misusing its powers in the Prajwal Revana case. Demanding a fair probe by the BJP-led central government, the former Karnataka chief minister asked the Congress where were the 2,900 women who had been allegedly abused by his nephew in the purported explicit videos. Arguing against interim bail for Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the excise policy case, the Enforcement Directorate, ED, on Thursday filed an affidavit in the Supreme Court vehemently opposing any special treatment for political figures due to the ongoing general elections, while adding that bail for the purpose of poll campaigning would set a dangerous precedent, undermining the rule of law and equality before the law. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, defying the international pressure to halt the Gaza war, has said that his country will stand alone against Hamas if it is forced to stand alone. Netanyahu addressed the nation soon after United States President Joe Biden said that the U.S. would not provide offensive weapons to Israel for its assault on Rafah in the ongoing war against Hamas. There was no stopping Virat Kohli on Thursday. Whether with the bat or in the field, he could do wrong. And whenever he did, Punjab Kings couldn't capitalize. After being dropped on 0 and then on 10, Kohli played one of his most attacking innings of this IPL, ending up with 92 off 47 balls. He hit 7 fours and 6 sixes to become the first batter to cross 600 runs in a single edition of the IPL with a 150-plus strike rate. Kohli's blistering display took Royal Challengers Bengaluru to their highest score of the season, 241/7, against a hapless PBKS bowling unit that had no answers to RCB's onslaught. OTT releases to watch this weekend. There's a lot to pick from this weekend right in the confines of your home. From mystery thrillers to exciting adventures, there's something for everyone in various languages. Take a look at what's on offer this weekend on OTT platforms like Prime Video and Sony Live.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.